This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
They hurt me, what they've done to me, never thinking about God or the other person that's having a problem, that if you show them the love of Christ, what would the change be? But you are so concerned about you, how you look to others instead of how you look to Christ. Pride will bring forth shame. Look at Proverbs 29:23. Proverbs 29:23. It says, a man's pride will bring him low. You may be up today, but that pride will bring you low. Because you have lifted yourself so high, you're just going to fall down, just like Satan when he was cast out of heaven. Oh, how thou art fallen from heaven. Pride will bring you low. Who is God speaking to today? That we must get rid of pride. I'm telling you, he's talking to somebody. I'm telling you, he's talking to me because it sneaks in there. I still find myself saying, I'm prideful, and I got it, and the Spirit immediately corrects it. I say, thank you, God. Because pride is a terrible thing, and it sneaks in so quickly. And before you know it, you'll be thinking that you are God yourself. Now, here's the last one here. Proverbs 16:18. It says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Now, I want you to get this verse. Pride goeth before destruction. Whenever we're prideful, destruction is going to follow. This is why America is in deep trouble, because it's so prideful. And I'm telling you, destruction is soon to come. God is saying, pride goeth before destruction. And as we see our government leading this big pride charge, the Bible is clear. Who will you believe, man or God? Pride goeth before destruction. You will be destroyed if you don't take care of pride. As the scripture my son opened up with, it said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. We must humble ourselves. And that leads us to the next, as we close here. We're about to close. What should we do with pride? What should we do with pride? And we just said it. Look at Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. Okay? Here's what it says. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy. Boy, I'm telling you, I know some folks like that. And the evil way and the forward mouth do I hate. So what should we do with pride? We need to hate it. That's the first thing. We need to hate it just like God hated it. Whenever we see pride and arrogancy coming up, we need to hate it. God wants us to stay humble. And here's what he says here. I got some scriptures. Write these down. My son read 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 to 7. It says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. I love that. In due time. He will exalt you. Not people, not yourself, but if you stay humble, he will exalt you. Why? Because he knows that you will not take the glory. You will give the glory to him. He is not going to exalt a pride.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.